Now, extending the hunting season for deer will do nothing to address excess numbers, but will in fact make the situation worse, is the word according to the Irish Deer Society. They're out, not happy with the situation. A decision has been made by government to change the deer open seasons order to allow for the continuation of hunting of female and antlerless deer until March 31st, 2024, and males until the 30th of April of this year. The 2024-2025 male hunting season will also begin at the earlier date of the 1st of August. Minister for Nature, Heritage and Electoral Reform Malcolm Noonan and the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine Charlie McGann looks at the changes come in response to a key recommendation from the Irish Deer Management Strategy Group. Now, a member of that group is Damien Hannigan of the Irish Deer Commission, is with me on the line. Damien, thanks for joining us this morning. What's your response, first of all? What do you think of the changes, first of all, and your response to the Irish Deer Society, who feel it's not going to work?
Good morning, Gerry. Good to speak to you again. Well, we might be dancing to that last piece of music. We're certainly not dancing to these changes announced by Minister Malcolm Noonan. I suppose the changes to the season, Gerry, would be welcomed by some, you know, because they believe it's culling additional deer. But to those who manage deer, you know, on the ground and at the coalface of managing deer numbers, there's somewhat dismay, there's anger, there's concern, you know, in terms of these changes, because really, from Minister Malcolm Noonan's point of view, it's very much an own goal in terms of, you know, managing deer numbers, because we've seen where these seasons have been adapted in the UK for a number of years, that deer numbers now are believed to be at a record time high, in excess over 1,000 years. Deer numbers have never been as high, because really one of the basic fundamentals of managing any species is obviously the females have the ability to breed. So typically, to reduce deer numbers, we should focus on reducing the female population rather than the male population. And what we've seen by Minister Noonan's announcement, which we believe is in no way scientific or evidence-based, but merely possibly a knee-jerk reaction to kind of hysteria that we've seen in the last year or so around deer, is very much politically driven and not science-based. But what we've seen is the male season go from a four-month season to a nine-month season, and we've seen the female season go from a four-month to a five-month season. Now, the consequences of that, Gerry, is that by focusing the attention on males rather than females, so, for example, a simple example would be, if you wanted to reduce your deer population by 1,000 deer, you could call it 500 female, because during the female season, the females are always pregnant. So effectively, you're calling two deer at once. But yeah, by focusing attention onto male deer, you know, it quickly fills hunters' freezers with a much larger male deer and removes the focus on female deer.
And that's, you're saying the key thing, like, should this, for example, and this is a generalized way of looking at it, should this decision be reversed? Should it be a much bigger extension to the female hunting season and a much smaller one for the male?
Yeah, so absolutely, so to answer your first question, I think absolutely Minister Noonan, you know, we can only estimate that he's either been badly advised or said, or this is a knee-jerk reaction to some hysteria that we've seen in recent times. But, you know, really the issue here, when we look at the deer seasons, Gerry, is there's two issues that we need to take on board. Is one is the what's best for deer management in terms of reducing deer numbers or maintaining them at a sustainable level. And secondly, then we have an animal welfare issue. And, you know, the seasons that we had previously worked very well, you know, in the sense of, and people might say, Damien, look, I'm seeing more deer in my area.
Yeah.
But we do have what they call Section 42 of the Wildlife Act that allows for out-of-season culling in exceptional circumstances. But the reality is that if we change the seasons, for example, females are pregnant from the month of September onwards, and dependent young are dependent from the previous year until the end of October. So that limited our opportunity to begin the female season prior to the 1st of November. The issue then that you have is that from a husbandry point of view and best practice deer management, many hunters, and not to be too distasteful to your listeners, is that, you know, females are heavily pregnant in the months of January and February. If we're now culling females in the month of March, we're in weeks of them giving birth, and that alone prevents a lot of hunters from carrying out additional culling in the months of January and February.
It's the impact on the ground on how hunters operate that hasn't been factored for, is your argument here. What's the situation in Kerry? Damien. Is there any changes affecting the red deer, or what do we know?
Yeah, so there's been no season for red deer in County Kerry for a number of years, based on conservation concerns. Now, obviously, if you walk into Killarney National Park, you're going to see a lot of red deer, and those deer are managed by the conservation rangers within the park. But outside of Killarney National Park, you know, red deer are present in some of the highland upland areas, but not in any significant numbers. The more prominent species in County Kerry is the sika deer, and the season changes will apply to those that species in terms of it. But really, one of the issues that we're going to face in County Kerry is that, as your listeners will know, Kerry is a beautiful county of mountains and forests, and it's a very challenging habitat to manage deer. And by extending the season to a 9-month season, you know, deer are highly adaptable species in terms of they look for food, shelter, and more importantly, peace and quiet. And what we know from managing deer is that if you consistently apply hunting pressure to deer or culling pressure, they continue to spread. So if in effect, the change that Minister Noonan has implemented is very much an own goal, because it's going to result
You're saying it'll put pressure on deer in certain areas, push them out to other areas to escape.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, and that's why, as I said, this is not, something that we're guessing. We have the experience in Northern Ireland and in England and Wales, where these exact same seasons are currently in force, where the female breeding populations are at an all-time high. And that doesn't bode well in terms of managing deer, and obviously the negative impacts that has for farming, forestry, and the wider ecosystem. We're only effectively creating a more significant problem. Another factor, Gerry, if I can just say on this, is that our largest landowner in the state is Quilcha, and we just held a meeting with Quilcha last week, and they were completely blindsided by these announcements, even though Quilcha would have a representative in the National Deer Management Strategy Group, where some of these recommendations came from. And that group is very much a kind of a talking group of stakeholders, and very welcome, but in no way scientific based. But Quilcha had no knowledge or were completely blindsided of this, and the result of this has caused significant consequences for management on Quilcha property as well.
Just on the red deer, look, there is an overall problem here, Damien, is that we can't count the number. We haven't got a clear count of the number of deer that we have and the rate at which they're expanding. But on the red deer, that means no killing of red deer at any time in the county. Is there an argument there should be some level of a cull if they're gone beyond the national park, or is that possible, or is that just not a factor with the way we want to protect that particular species of deer versus the sika?
Yeah, and I think, look, it's a very good question, Gerry, because I think the public have very much a grasp for the red deer, and particularly the red deer in County Kerry, which are our last native red deer in Ireland. And I often hear political commentators say we should manage sika deer, but we should not manage red deer. The fact of the matter is that all deer, where their numbers become unsustainable, can have negative impacts. They can also have positive impacts as well when their numbers are managed sustainably. But in the case of red deer in County Kerry, Gerry, is that, as I mentioned earlier, there's never been an open hunting season for red deer in Kerry. That doesn't mean that the deer are not being managed. So within the park, as I mentioned earlier, they're being managed by the conservation rangers. But outside the park, they're also being managed, but it has to be done under Section 42 of the Wildlife Act, which allows for out-of-season culling, which in the case of red deer...
Is
at any stage whatsoever. But really, to say we should manage one species over another, and we've had these claims that sika are an invasive species, and you know, we kind of sometimes kind of raise an eyebrow to that, in the sense of that all deer need to be managed regardless, because they all can have the same potential negative impacts and the positive impacts, as I mentioned earlier.
Okay, all right, Damien, we'll leave it there. We'll see where it goes.